Sinn Féin's deputy leader Michelle O'Neill is in the US this week to meet politicians there to update them on the situation in Northern Ireland. It comes as the power-sharing executive at Stormont continues not to sit. Michelle O'Neill joins us on the line from Washington. A very good morning in your case to you, and welcome to the programme. Thanks for talking to us.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Brian. Yep.
So you'll be meeting a series of political leaders in Washington over this day and coming days. Why this visit now, and what will you be saying to them?
I think it's hugely important to be here this week to engage with a range of people from the State Department, National Security Council at the White House, congressional leaders from across the House, both Democrats and Republicans, particularly given, I mean, we want to update them on the current situation in the North, particularly given that we've just had that another historic election, a local government election in the North, where the public have had their say, and yet and all, despite two successive elections, we still don't have a functioning assembly and executive up and running. But for me, the election results send a very clear signal. What the people want is that parties do to be working together around the executive table, and they want the Good Friday Agreement upheld and implemented. So it's important to be here this week in particular, given that the American administration, who have always been hugely supportive and a key partner for peace in Ireland for many decades, they've been steadfast supporters of the Good Friday Agreement, particularly in the context of the Brexit debate. So in this week, where the British Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, will also visit the US, it was really important for me to be here to ensure that the American administration continues to, to stand firm in terms of the Brexit debacle, to stand firm in terms of defence of the Good Friday Agreement. And their intervention the whole way through has been so effective. So what I want from the US administration this week is that they will impress upon the British Prime Minister, who will visit, I think, over the course of the next couple of days, that they need to, that their focus needs to be on the restoration of the executive in the North.
And indeed, there has been strong support from the Americans for restoration of Stormont, not least when President Biden was here just a short time ago, promising an aid package for Northern Ireland if power sharing can be restored there. But what about the current view that the DUP are waiting now for the passage of this internal markets bill at Westminster in July before they'll make their move?
I don't think it's good enough. I don't think it's acceptable that whilst the DUP are in some sort of battle with the British government, that it's the public that are left being penalised and punished by this, because we now have austerity budgets being decided upon by unelected people who don't have a mandate in the north of Ireland. So Tories are setting the budgets for public services in the north, and that's totally not acceptable. So the public are being punished for the standoff that the DUP have with the British government. So I don't want this to drift. I mean, we should have been in the executive from last year. And I think it's crucially important that I use this opportunity to maximise whatever leverage that the American administration has in terms of the British government's approach, because we know that the British Prime Minister will be here to talk about trade, etc. But where's the impetus in terms of getting the executive up and running? Well, they need to be prioritising this issue.
It's just that if this bill can be got over the line, reassure unionists about continued access to the for Northern Ireland to the British market, and that helps to neutralise the DUP's unionist opponents, the anti-agreement opponents. That's surely good for everyone who wants to see power sharing restored.
Power sharing is absolutely the best way to proceed. It's where we should be. It's where we all should be working together. But you know, we're now 18 months since the DUP walked out of power sharing, and we still are here today in a position where no one could tell you exactly what it is the DUP wants, and no one could tell you exactly what will encourage them to get back in around that executive table. And it's not just the politics in the North that isn't working. The North-South element of the Good Friday Agreement isn't working either. And that's not a good enough place for us to be. So the British government needs to prioritise this issue, because they say that they are prepared to legislate to give the DUP some sort of security around trade. However, they can't legislate to do anything that in any way undermines the Good Friday Agreement or the 1998 Act. So what I want from this trip to be, I want the focus is back on that the two governments, the Irish government and the British government, need to be working in tandem, hand in hand, in terms of a plan to restore the executive. We've been here with the DUP before, since last May's historic assembly election, where Sinn Féin has returned as largest party for the very first time. And I'm in the position of First Minister-elect and unable to fulfil my duty because they are staying out of government.
Just while you're with us, Michelle O'Neill, one or two other matters. Will Sinn Féin MP John Finucane still be attending this South Armagh IRA commemoration at the weekend?
He will attend a commemoration. And I think it's important that in these things that you remember that you're standing with families of people who have lost. We have a very complex history, and everybody has a right to remember their dead. And actually, as a matter of fact, that was in a core part of the Good Friday Agreement. So let's be respectful of the fact that we all have a different lived experience and a different, perhaps even a different perspective in terms of how things have unfolded over the years. But let's be respectful of each other And let's be mindful of all those people that have lost their lives.
Yeah, well, on exactly that point, his attendance has been condemned by victims' groups, hasn't it? The Southeast Fermanagh Foundation saying that he should step away from this commemoration.
I know, but I think that we need to be conscious of the fact that there are different perspectives of the past, and I think it's important that everybody has the opportunity to remember their dead. At the same time, let's all, as today's Good Friday Agreement generation leaders, let's keep looking towards the future. Let's keep mending heart of the past. Let's keep trying to build a better society for us all to live side by side and be respectful of our difference in terms of our different perspective, different approach. But let's keep our eyes on the future.
The South Armagh Brigade was one of the most ruthless IRA units of the Troubles, wasn't it? It was responsible for a string of atrocities, and I won't list them all, but people will recall the Kingsmill massacre, there was the attack on an Orange Hall, the murder of Justice Gibson and his wife. And one wonders, you know, are those the kind of activities that a Sinn Féin MP should be celebrating?
Well, I think it's important, again, that many people lost loved ones throughout the course of the conflict, and all those losses alive mean there's a family that are grieving at the heart of that. So I think that what's important, that we all keep our eyes towards the future, we keep building for a better society, we do everything we can to try to heal wounds of the past, but also let's be respectful of the people that have lost their loved ones.
But this is a commemoration about the past, Michelle O'Neill. It is about looking back.
Yes, but I think it's important that we also understand that people have lost their loved ones. It doesn't matter how you were hurt or how you were injured. I think it's important that we all understand that there are lots of people that throughout the conflict were hurt from all sides. Doesn't matter where it comes from, but let's be respectful of that. And I think that, you know, John Finucane is part of a team of people that are looking towards the next decade, the next 25 years. What does the change in political landscape look like on our island?
All right.
And let's ensure that we continue to build for the future.
All right. We'll leave it there. Michelle O'Neill, First Minister Designate of the Northern Ireland Executive. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us.